Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam. Whoa, Black Betty, bam, lam. Black Betty had a child. Bam, lam, the damn thing gone wild. Bam, lam, said a word, not a mind. Bam, lam, the damn thing gone blind. Bam, lam, said, oh, Black Betty. Bam, lam, whoa, Black Betty. Bam,
Tuesday here on the program. Glad to have you in for the conversation. Speaking of CNN, real quickly before I move on, they're very quietly walking back a report from earlier this year that faulted Attorney General Jeff Sessions for failing to reveal meetings he had with Russian officials when he applied for security clearance. A disclosure we now know he was not required to make. And how do we know that? Well, because somebody did their homework. CNN didn't. The big splashy headline that day, first on CNN, AG Sessions did not disclose Russian meetings and security clearance form, DOJ says. But a newly released document shows that the FBI told an aide to Attorney General Jeff Sessions that he wasn't required to disclose those foreign contacts because they occurred in the course of carrying out his governmental duties as a senator. As we were pointing out here a moment ago, President Trump has an ongoing feud with CNN, which has essentially implemented and rolled out an anti-Trump agenda as its programming idea. And that's why CNN has become the least trusted name in news. Not the most, but the least. But when I look at that, I also have to look at the other networks, and there's something that makes me scratch my head each time. Fox News is supposed to be, if you listen to the critics of Fox News, supposed to be in the tank for President Trump and for conservatives and Republicans and so forth. Fox News, you know, often chided by Barack Obama and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and others, certainly by Hillary Clinton and her Blame the World tour. Her Blame the World tour focused on Fox a few different times. At any rate, what I find interesting about Fox News is their polling. Fox News is about the worst at polling of everybody. The Fox News polling got the presidential election more wrong than most, and yesterday came out with a big headline, Fox News poll, Jones leads more by 10 points in Alabama. No, he doesn't. It's not even close. My pick yesterday was 7 points. Moore plus 7. We'll see if I'm right or wrong, and we'll see how it plays out tomorrow. I'll be here. I'll be accountable. If I'm wrong, I'll tell you. But I'm using 7. You can go over under on that. My belief is that Roy Moore will win easily in Alabama because those people believe more in the Second Amendment and pro-life and lower taxes and smaller government than they do about Roy Moore accosting teenagers, I suppose. They're more concerned about the things I just listed out because Doug Jones is the antithesis of what these people stand for. He's against the Second Amendment. He's for government-paid abortions on demand. And the list goes on. And in Alabama, that won't stand. We'll check tomorrow to see if I'm right. If you missed it, and apparently most everybody did, the Pittsburgh Steelers snuck out a victory 39-38 over the Ravens on Sunday night in Sunday Night Football. The average rating 11.6 overnight among households before time zone adjustments. It won the night, but stacked against a season high for the same week ago. It dropped 30% from the same game a year previous, down 30%. And it makes you wonder if they just don't get it. It seems the NFL has opted for its own destruction despite the overwhelming warning signs of what's happening. Ratings are plummeting. Once diehard fans have moved on to other things, having burned their jerseys and their hats and peeled stickers from their cars, the stadiums, financed by taxpayers all over the nation, are half empty or worse. Yet the NFL marches on. Some players continue to kneel even though the result is killing the league. And now, as we see, the Sunday Night Football ratings have collapsed, the latest indication that the point of no return may have already been passed. Instead of cutting out the cancer that is Commissioner Roger Goodell, the league instead embraced the guy that doesn't understand the first rule of business, which is, of course, the customer is always right. The customer is always right. as the season ran off the rails and owners, players, and the White House argued publicly about the players that decided to disrespect the national anthem and kneel instead of standing for that minute and a half or 2 minutes. Goodell failed. He failed and he flailed. He was hopeless. And in the end, he made no significant contribution to the conversation that I can tell. And yet, Roger Goodell, even though some owners tried to stand in his way, was renewed for another 5 years. This will be the end of the National Football League, mark my words. You cannot snub your own fans, think that you know better, and tell them what's right. You can't sit there and think you know better than your customers. You don't. You lost the conversation early on, and instead of admitting it, you let the sickness spread. It's all over now, except for the crying in the NFL. Unless, of course, you fill the stands with all those social justice warriors the league has embraced over the support of its now fading, never to come back, hardcore fan base. Because trust me, those pickup truck driving, country music listening, hardcore NFL fans, they're not coming back. They don't forget. And they don't forgive this. And rehiring Roger Goodell was a slap right across the face to all of those folks. Don't expect it to get better. Nobody's paying attention. And they have found that there is life after football. They have found there are other things they can do. Other ways they can spend their time. And more importantly, and most importantly, other places they can spend their money. It's the bottom line. The customer's always right. And when you forget that, and you blow the customer off, and your customer drives pickup trucks, well, you're in a losing conversation, my friend. 25 after, on a snowy and blowing Tuesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show.